Thank you very much. Yesterday, there was a special Shabbaton for the boys in the Catskill. It was a very lovely Shabbaton. I remember the first time I met Mr. Katz, Zichron Livracha. Dr. Lin had just been appointed president, and it was the Thursday before his investiture. And Mr. Katz, Zichron Livracha, came to Dr. Lin to tell him about the Proskatz. That they told him that in Yeshiva University you can probably find people who do work to show how halacha relates to modern times. So Dr. Lamb thought that he was coming to give a donation to the yeshiva. So his secretary called me up. We had just finished davening mincha. We always daven mincha at 2:30 and downstairs in 3:01. And the secretary called me, please come up immediately. So I came up to Dr. Lamb's office, and the secretary has me go in right away. And he says, Mr. Marcus Katz is coming. Let me do all the talking. He's going to try to convince him he should sponsor the kollel. And don't correct me. Don't if I make some mistakes, don't correct me in the middle. Just let me talk. So, mamash toch de dibur, the secretary buzzes Mr. Katz, and he's already there. So Dr. Lamb is saying about how the kollel learns. He made a few mistakes. He said, I shouldn't correct him, sure. And then it turns out that Mr. Katz would just want to announce that he has a Proskatz. He wasn't interested in giving any money to the yeshiva. And then Dr. Lamb spoke to him for Banim Kum Tayyid, that they had the Jewish roots and Europe and everything. And then the rest is history. I think when Mr. Katz sponsored the program, the website, he was a big businessman. I don't think he could have even imagined how big this is going to become. I don't think so. Anyway, we owe a debt of gratitude to Catskill. I remember they always used to advertise the Yodin Kollel. So Mr. Katz would always see me at the OU conventions every other year on Thanksgiving and ask me, is there really a Catskill or they're just taking my money and there's nothing there? Because they would never write it up in the newspapers. And I would always come to the OU weekend was always Thanksgiving. That was always right after the midterm in the kollel. So I tell Mr. Katz, I'm marking the bechinas. Of course there's a kollel. Baruch Hashem, the kollel has been learning very well, and the website is gedolik. There are two aspects to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Some Rishonim count them as two different mitzvahs. One is to learn Torah, one is to teach Torah to others. L'ilmod u'l'lamed. In the davening, we say lilma d'alamid lishma v'lasos. So Pashto says lishma v'lasos means to observe the mitzvahs. Some Rishonim say no. All four refer to limud haTorah. Did Tziv explain how was lishma v'lasos? How was that referring to limud haTorah? So lilma means to learn. L'alamid means to teach Torah to others. Lishma means to review. Did Tziv says based on Pesukim and Mishlei, shomrim b'vitnecho, we should preserve the Torah that we have. Within ourselves means techazer. We should review the learning that we know in order that we shouldn't forget. And lasos means to observe the mitzvah. So the Netziv says no. Rishonim say that lasos is a fourth aspect of limud haTorah, means to be mechadish. He says in Yiddish, in the yeshiva, in Baloj in the yeshiva, when a boy would say a chiddush, the Yiddish expression would be, I never heard it, that's what the Netziv says, they would use an expression, tzamachantar, to say an original chiddush, it's tzamachantar. So he thinks that that's what some Rishonim assume. Lilma means to learn, the Laman means to teach Torah, Lishma means to review, to make sure you don't forget, Alasas means to be Mechadish, those who have the ability to be Mechadish should be Mechadish. We have the two Psukim in Kriyashma, in the first parsha it says, Vishinantam Levanecha, and the second parsha it says, Vlamaratam Osmaz Benechem. So the Chazal have a comment, Vishinantam Levanecha is Elo HaTalmidim. That refers to teaching Torah to the Talmidim. And in the second parasha, when it says, well, the Marat HaMosah is Benechem, that refers to teaching Torah to your children. So the commentaries ask that very often, the Gemara will ask, why do you have a second Pasuk repeating the same thing as the first Pasuk? So the second Pasuk, Amenu Inyan Legufa, if it doesn't go on Pshuto, it goes on something else. Here they took the first Pasuk, Yishinantam Olavanecha is in the parasha Rishayna, and they interpret it goes on Talmidim. Why didn't they learn Fakir? Yishinantam Olamanecha means teach Torah to your children. And in the second parsha, it says the second time the same thing. L'matam Olamanecha Benechem, that refers to teaching Torah to the Talmidim. Why did they moitzi the Pasuk Mipshuta, that the first Pasuk goes on teaching Torah to the Talmidim? So they say b'shem rabbelbala salamechik. Other gedolim say like this as well. V'shenantam, the Gemara understands the shiyu dibetorim b'chudodim b'ficha. B'chudodim b'ficha, every father has such brilliant children. Every father is so brilliant, and now every child is so brilliant that he can teach the Torah to his children b'chudodim b'ficha. That must go on rabbeim, a rebbe in a yeshiva. Not every student goes, we're talking about yeshiva gevoah, yeshiva gedolah. Not every student goes to the yeshiva gedolah. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry becomes a rebbe in yeshiva gedolah. So they're learning on a high level. So they took the first pasuk in the parsha Rishayna, v'shinantam alavanecha, refers to teaching Torah to the Talmidim. And the second parsha, the Matam alavanecha, refers to teaching Torah to your own children. Rav Soloveitchik, I think, said that also. Vishinatam Chudodim goes on the Talmidim, but then he added something else. The Mishnah tells us that the Parsha Vishayna is supposed to be Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. What exactly constitutes Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim? So the Rambam says there are three parts. There's Yichud Hashem, we believe in monotheism, Abbas Hashem, Talava Kodesh Baruch, we have to say Hashem, Lokecha Vit Talmudo. So Rav Soloveitchik understood Talmud means Limud HaTorah. There are others who interpret the Rambam differently, but Rav Soloveitchik thought Talmud means Limud HaTorah. And then the Rambam writes, "V'hu ha'ikar ha'godol sh'akol tolibo." That's the most important thing. So there are those who interpret that the Rambam is saying these three, Yehudo, Ahavosoi, and Talmudo, are Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, and Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim is the ikar ha'godol sh'akol tolibo. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't think like that. He always used to say this in public. When the Rambam says, and the third thing, Talmudo, who ikar ha'godol sh'akol tolibo, the third aspect, Limud HaTorah, is the most important in Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So he said, what do you mean? The father teaches his child how to say Moed Ani. That's the ikar ha'godol sh'akol tolibo. So he thought that only goes on Limud HaTorah to the Talmidim. When you learn Torah on a high level, that's called Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So that's what perhaps motivated the Chazal to interpret the first pasuk in the Parsha Shema, v'shinantam alavanecha, that refers to Rabbein teaching Torah in the yeshivas, doesn't refer to teaching your own child. Teaching your own child, that's important, but you can't say that that's the ikar, the most important aspect of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So he thought that that's perhaps what motivated the Chachamim to interpret that the pasuk in the first parsha is referring to teaching Torah to the Talmidim, and only the pasuk in the second parsha, the Marat HaMosim HaZbenechem, that's referring to teaching Torah to your own children. Okay, so we have a mitzvah l'ilma, we have a mitzvah l'lame, to teach Torah to others. So I always thought, maybe naively, I always thought, if someone comes over to ask some Torah, say you teach him Torah. They ask you to teach in yeshiva. Okay, so you teach in yeshiva. L'lame l'acherim. Does it mean, I thought, the Gemara has a comment on the pasuk, cherev al abadim v'no alu, pasuk in Novi. There were certain in the days of the Nevi'im, in the days of Tanakh, and in recent years also, there were communities and there were religions where the studying is only the elite, only the galochim would know how to read and write. The Amoinam were totally illiterate. So and they would hoard the knowledge, the galochim would hoard the knowledge for themselves. So the Novi gives a curse to the Talmid HaChachamim, Halomid Bad Bavad, whoever learns Bad Bavad. Some people misread the Gemara. They say if a person doesn't learn Mechavrusa, he learns all by himself, so there's a curse. What's so bad? There were a lot of people, Chazanish, just didn't lend themselves to learn Mechavrusa with other people. He always learned by himself. So the Novi has a curse for a person who doesn't learn Mechavrusa. Some people are just not Mesugal to learn Mechavrusa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it doesn't mean Halomid Bad Bavad learns by himself. It means if he wants to hoard the knowledge, he doesn't want to share the knowledge with others, as was the practice by many religions and many communities. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam has an expression he quotes from the Rishonim. If you're writing not in Hebrew, they refer to it as Ksav Galochis, the script that the Galochim used to use, because only the Galochim were illiterate. Only the Galochim knew how to read and write. So that's what the Novi says, we're not allowed to hoard the knowledge. The Sefer Hasidim was the end of the Tkufa of the Bali HaTosfos, so he complains that there were those who learned by the Bali HaTosfos had notes, and they wouldn't lend their notebooks to other people to share the knowledge. They wanted to hoard the knowledge for themselves. So that's not proper. So I thought that's what it means, l'lamed. A person who has a lot of knowledge of Torah shouldn't hoard it for himself. He should share it with the others. If they're interested, he should share it. So I saw Moshe Feinstein. We all know Moshe taught in MTJ. wasn't from the biggest yeshivas in New York City. He had a few star students, but he prepared all week long to give his pupil shir on Friday, and he hardly had anybody following him. So he published his shiurim. He published the Dibras Moshe. The Igras Moshe, they say, the tshuvas, he used to, that was easy. So he used to write the tshuvas between Micha and Arif, 1, 2, 3. He didn't work so hard on the tshuvas. But the Dibras Moshe, he prepared all week long for the shiur. And he didn't understand how come the Dibras are not selling, and the Igras Moshe, everybody buys. The Igras are easier to read, and the Dibras Moshe are very complicated. Now they have a whole team of people to rewrite the Dibras Moshe to make it more user-friendly, that people should be able to read it and to understand what he said in the shiur. So he writes in the Hagdama to one of the Dibras Moshe, he quotes a Gemara in Tumura, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, Osniel ben Knaz was a very learned person, and the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, they forgot thousands of halachas b'me'ev lo shal Moshe, and the Snail Beknaz was successful in b'machzer all of those forgotten halachas b'pil puloy. Quite a stunt. Based on everything else that was remembered, he reconstructed the dinim that were forgotten. So the Gemara interprets that there's a biblical figure by the name of Yavetz. There's a prominent rabbi in Flatbush that has a shul Gvul Yavetz. So that's based on this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So the pasuk says that Yavetz, the Gemara understands Yavetz was this Osniel ben Knaz. So Yavetz prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his prayers. He prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'rachavto givuli, im barechte v'rachani, you should give me a blessing. It doesn't say what blessing in what area. V'rachavto is givuli. V'rachavto is givuli and what? So Rashi writes on Divrei Hayomim, they're not sure but Divrei Hayomim is really by Rashi, Pirush Rashi, but whoever it is, the Pirush Rashi and Divrei Hayomim writes, pshat in the pasuk, then he says, the Hadrash Yadua. Everybody knows the Drash. Who knows the Drash? So those who know Tumura, Daf Tezayin, know the Drash. Rechavtez Gvulei B'Talmidim. He says, in Barech Devarachani, you should give me a blessing, I should have children. Rechavtez Gvulei B'Talmidim. Even though he had Talmidim, he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to have more Talmidim. What do you need more Talmidim for? So Moshe Feinstein had a tiny little yeshiva here. Tiny yeshiva. He had one or two students who understood him. The others were Drech Dodgers, whatever. hardly had any students who followed what he was talking about. Especially, he spoke such a Russish Yiddish. A lot of the people knew Yiddish, didn't understand his kind of his Yiddish. So he felt very uncomfortable. He's giving over Torah, but he has so much to give and not enough students. So he feels obligated to print his chidushim. He feels an obligation to publicize to the maximum audience the Torah that he has to say. So he feels obligated. I didn't realize that. I thought lalamed means you give over the Torah, sure. He says, no, you see from that Gemara, there's an obligation to transmit the Torah to the maximum audience that is possible. So now that Yeshiva has a website, it's a big chiddush, Rebbe Moshe said. All the Rebbes have an obligation to see to it that they tape. The Rebbes have an obligation to prepare more than before. Like this, I give a half-baked shiur. And tomorrow I'll continue, and the next day, well, by the end of the week, we'll figure out what it says in the Gemara. No, there are people in South America that are just going to listen to today's Shia. They're not going to listen to the rest of the Shema. I'm going to correct the mistakes that I make. So we have an obligation to prepare better. We have an obligation to reach out to the maximum audience that is possible. That's quite a chiddush. That's quite an obligation. The Chachamim tell us that Le'yodam la'paski yeshiva mi'Yisrael. The Jewish people always had yeshivas. There's Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yankat, and Mitzrayim. They always had yeshivas. But the yeshivas, the Gemara says, were for the older Talmidim. It was on an advanced level. The Gemara said they would send, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, they would send the students to the yeshiva at the age of 16, 17. That's by us. That's a yeshiva gedola already. And who can afford to send the children to the yeshiva? The parents. If a child would be a yosim, so there was no father to send him to the yeshiva, so the yosim didn't have any education. So only those who had fathers who were earning money who could afford it. And the yeshiva was only in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says so many people didn't have this higher level of education. And there was no lower level of education until Yeshua ben Gabla was the Kohen Gadol, and he made this big takana that they had chadorim for the children starting from the age of 6 or 7. So that's when they had public education. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. This website is really fantastic. It's mechayv all of us to prepare shiurim harder and to make sure we don't make mistakes. If we make a mistake, we'll have to correct it, but we're going to have a lot of people are going to be remaining with the mistake because they're not going to listen to tomorrow's shiur. And according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, we really all have an obligation to reach out to the maximum audience that is possible. Many of the shiurim that we have on the website are of a different style. It could be that the panelists will discuss this later. In the literacy yeshivas, they used to frown upon those who learned halacha l'maisa. I remember when I was Talmud in the yeshiva, so a boy would raise his hand and ask the Rebbe, so what's the din? So Rabbi Gerelich would say, Ruf up the agudas harabon, call up the agudas harabon and ask him. You know, like it's a bizoyan to say what the din is. You're learning the Gemara. So you say, well, you add on one sentence, what the din is. In the days of the Gemara, that was considered the highest level of learning. L'asuke shmaitz aliba de hilchasa. And in Litva, they considered that, oh, you're going into the rabbinate. The rabbanis, that was frowned upon. You're supposed to learn Torah l'shmo. L'shmo somehow meant not halacha l'maisa. What's wrong? In the Gemara, Torah l'shmo means halacha l'maisa. You learn the maskana. So many of the shiurim on the website are not traditional shiurim in the style of a pilpula litvish yeshiva style, but halacha l'maisa. A lot of the shiurim are topical. You cover a whole topic. You can't cover a whole topic in 1 hour, but the Rosh Hashanah of the whole topic. Many of the shiurim that are online are training the audience of listeners to a different style of learning. You don't just start in the middle of the Mashoz Kasha and the Tosfos. You don't start like that. You begin from the beginning to the end. You give a lecture for an hour and you cover a whole topic. In the middle, you may mention a Mashoz. But you don't start from details, the details. You give a big, a broad picture. I remember that first time that Mr. Katz came to speak to Dr. Lim, so then he had the secretary order a taxi for him. He's going to go back to the hotel. So I said, I'll go downstairs and wait for you. So the taxi took 25 minutes to come. So we had a whole conversation. So he says to me, who is this Dr. Lim? I never heard of him. So I said, he was just appointed president. What did he do before? Where did he come from? So I said, he was the rabbi in the Jewish center. Zokta, that's an Orthodox synagogue. He says, when I moved in, he had an apartment in somewhere in Manhattan, and I asked the people, where do you daven? So I said, oh, don't daven in the Jewish center. That's not Orthodox. So I said, no, of course it's Orthodox. I told him that Sunday is the investiture. Maybe you come to the investiture. He said, no, he has to go back. He won't be able to participate. We're very happy that Mr. Katz, the Katz family, supports the yeshiva, and the kollel really exists. And we really have bechinas. We have 4 bechinas every year. Every bechina covers 10 blat gemara. And for many years to come, you should have the schools of habotzas hatar. Thank you very much.